China's zero COVID policy is mostly gone. From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. China is further relaxing its tough zero COVID policies, doing away with centralized quarantine for anyone, including inbound travelers, starting on January 8th. This is a big step in reopening China's borders, which have been largely shut for nearly 3 years. Markets reacted positively, especially overseas, since the world's second biggest economy is also a critical link in supply chains. I'm joined now by Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak. Good morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Nova.
So China's zero COVID policy has until recently kept infections low, but it's come at a very high cost to businesses, hasn't it?
Yeah, especially international firms. Say you want to invite an executive from your headquarters to China, they'd have to quarantine anywhere from 8 days to, at its peak in one city in China, 56 days. That's meant hundreds to thousands of dollars for centralized quarantine and flights, because those were also limited.
And so now what they're saying is, if you're coming in for business, these restrictions are just all going away.
Exactly. All you need is a negative PCR test 48 hours before you fly into the country.
So that's good news for U.S. executives, investors. What does it mean if you get into China on a tourist visa? Is that going to happen as well right away?
Well, we've not heard any announcement on that front, but officials say they will restart outbound travel for Chinese nationals in a, quote, orderly manner. That's maybe good news for places who depend on Chinese tourists. And also, we might be seeing more Chinese students studying in the U.S.
So does this mean that China's zero COVID policies is basically just scrapped completely? Is it just gone now?
All of the most restrictive and most intrusive measures have gone away.
How does that bode for the economy in China? Is it a long ways off from recovery, or is it going to bounce back pretty quickly?
It's hard to say, because right now infection rates are really high. Hospitals are slammed. Crematoriums can't work fast enough. You know, Chinese cities, if you're going anywhere on the streets right now, it's pretty quiet because people are either recovering from COVID or they're really scared of catching it.
So markets are going higher because they're expecting demand to pick up in the coming year, but it could take a while, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It could take a while.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nova.
More on the market reaction now to the news from China here and abroad with Julia Coronado. She's founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So we have this report from MasterCard Spending Pulse. Holiday retail sales are up 7.6% based on MasterCard purchase data. Now, that just manages to outpace inflation, right? So does this bode well for company earnings to come and, by extension, the stock market in the first part of the year?
Well, it does indicate that consumers are resilient, although they have been winning discounts for the first time in a couple of years. We've seen a more promotional holiday season, and that was what was required to get consumers to spend their money. So they have some money to spend, but they are more cautious and they're demanding the discounts. But it does bode well for the resilience of the U.S. economy in 2023.
Markets have been pricing in decreasing demand globally and more cautious consumers. But now we have also news that China is getting rid of more of its zero COVID policies. So were investors too pessimistic up to this point?
Well, that's been a big question mark for 2023. And what we are seeing is that China's moving more aggressively to relax restrictions. That's good not only for global demand, it's also good for the functioning of global supply chain. So that could be another positive factor for 2023 that maybe we had grown a bit pessimistic about.
Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. It's really good to talk to you, Julia. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Federal authorities say they will look into what's happening at Southwest Airlines, which has canceled an inordinate number of flights in recent days, 70% of its schedule yesterday, and another 2,500 flights and counting today, according to FlightAware. And if you have a sick kid at home, this is something you may already know all too well. The country is facing shortages of children's Tylenol and other medicines. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on that.
Flu season has hit early, and Sterling Elliott, a clinical pharmacist and a professor at Northwestern University, says combined with a spike in COVID, respiratory infections, and other viruses, it's a perfect storm.
The symptoms are the same regardless of what the actual bug is that's causing the problem.
It means people are reaching for the same medications, so manufacturers are running short, and some stores are limiting purchases. Hui Zhao, who researches pharmaceutical supply chains at Penn State, says the limits are to avoid panic buying.
So once people feel like, oh, this must be on shortage, and then they all rush to buy more.
Zhao says drug shortages are usually either a supply or a demand problem. And
this one seemingly to be more of the demand problem.
Unlike the recent baby formula shortage, there aren't problems with the supply chain. Manufacturers just need a little time to catch up. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And this final item, country music artist Zach Bryan has a new album out. It's called All My Homies Hate Ticketmaster. It's the latest publicity headache for that company, which has had a rough year with artists and audiences complaining about too much consolidation in the live entertainment realm. And about Ticketmaster's pricing policies. There was also that online ordering meltdown last month when tickets for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour first went on sale. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.